Welcome to Chemistry Unlocked, your go-to podcast for GCSE and A-level exam success. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most fascinating and frequently examined topics in the entire chemistry specification, Organic Chemistry, Topic 3.3. Whether you're sitting your GCSEs or pushing through A-level, this episode is packed with everything you need: clear explanations, exam tips, common mistakes to avoid, and a quick-fire quiz at the end. So grab your notes, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Section 1. What even is organic chemistry? Organic chemistry is the study of carbon-containing compounds. And I know what you might be thinking. Why does carbon get its own entire branch of chemistry? Well, here's the thing. Carbon is extraordinary. It can form four bonds simultaneously, bond to itself in long chains, rings, and branches, and combine with hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and halogens to create an almost infinite variety of molecules. Everything from the petrol in a car to the aspirin in your medicine cabinet, from the plastic in your phone case to the DNA in your cells, all of it is organic chemistry. For your exam, organic chemistry typically appears in questions worth between 4 and 9 marks, and examiners love to test your ability to name compounds, draw structures, predict products of reactions, and explain reaction mechanisms. The command words you'll see most often are draw, name, identify, explain, and predict. Each of these requires a slightly different approach, and we'll talk about that in the exam tip section. Now let's get into the core concepts. I'll take you through the key ideas you absolutely must know. Section 2, core concepts. Let's start with homologous series. A homologous series is a family of organic compounds that share the same general formula, the same functional group, and show a gradual trend in physical properties as you go up the series. Each member differs from the next by a CH2 unit, that's 1 carbon and 2 hydrogens. The main homologous series you need to know are alkanes, alkenes, alcohols, aldehydes, ketones, carboxylic acids, and esters. Let me give you the key details for each. Alkanes have the general formula CnH2n+2. They contain only single carbon-carbon bonds and carbon-hydrogen bonds. Methane, ethane, propane, butane, these are the first four, and you should know them by heart. Alkanes are described as saturated because they contain no double bonds. They undergo combustion and substitution reactions, but they're generally quite unreactive. Alkenes have the general formula CnH2n. The key feature is the carbon-carbon double bond, which makes them unsaturated. Ethene is the simplest alkene. Because of that double bond, alkenes are much more reactive than alkanes. They undergo addition reactions, adding across the double bond. You can test for an alkene using bromine water. Alkenes decolorize bromine water from orange to colorless, while alkanes do not. This is a classic exam question. Remember it. Alcohols contain the hydroxyl functional group, written as OH. The general formula is CnH2n+1OH. Ethanol is the most commonly examined alcohol. It's the alcohol in alcoholic drinks, and it's also used as a fuel and solvent. Alcohols can be oxidized to form aldehydes, then carboxylic acids. They can also undergo dehydration to form alkenes or react with carboxylic acids to form esters. Carboxylic acids contain the carboxyl group, written as COOH. They're weak acids. They partially ionize in water. Ethanoic acid found in vinegar is the classic example. Carboxylic acids react with alcohols in the presence of a concentrated sulfuric acid catalyst to form esters and water. This reaction is called esterification, and it's reversible. Esters are formed from the reaction between an alcohol and a carboxylic acid. They have the functional group COOC. Esters are responsible for many of the fruity smells in nature. Ethyl ethanoate smells like pear drops, for example. In the exam, you need to be able to name esters. The first part of the name comes from the alcohol, the second part from the acid. So ethanol plus ethanoic acid gives ethyl ethanoate. Now let's talk about naming organic compounds, IUPAC nomenclature. This is a system that lets chemists name any organic molecule systematically. Here's how it works. First, find the longest carbon chain. This gives you the stem of the name. 1 carbon is meth, 2 is ethyrite, 3 is prop, 4 is but, 5 is pent, 6 is hex, second. Second, identify the functional group. This gives you the suffix. Alkane ends in ane, alkene in ene, alcohol in ol, carboxylic acid in oic acid. Third, number the carbon chain from the end closest to the functional group, and use numbers to indicate the position of any branches or functional groups. For example, a 3-carbon chain with a double bond starting at carbon 1 is propene. A 4-carbon chain with a hydroxyl group on carbon 2 is butan-2-ol. Practice this. Naming questions are almost guaranteed in the exam. Now let's talk about isomers. Structural isomers are molecules with the same molecular formula but different structural arrangements. For example, butane and methylpropane both have the formula C4H10, but butane has a straight chain while methylpropane has a branched chain. Isomers can have very different physical and chemical properties. In the exam, you may be asked to draw all possible structural isomers of a given molecular formula, work systematically. Start with the straight chain, then try one branch, then two branches, and so on. Reaction types. Let's cover the big ones. Addition reactions occur when two molecules combine to form one product with nothing left over. Alkenes undergo addition reactions. For example, ethene plus hydrogen in the presence of a nickel catalyst at 150 degrees Celsius gives ethane. This is hydrogenation. Ethene plus bromine gives 1,2-dibromoethane. This is halogenation. Ethene plus steam in the presence of a phosphoric acid catalyst at 300 degrees Celsius and 60 to 70 atmospheres gives ethanol. This is hydration. Substitution reactions occur when one atom or group replaces another. Alkanes undergo free radical substitution with halogens in the presence of UV light. For example, methane plus chlorine under UV light gives chloromethane plus hydrogen chloride. This reaction proceeds through 3 stages: initiation, propagation, and termination. You need to know the mechanism for this at A level. Combustion. All hydrocarbons burn in oxygen. Complete combustion produces carbon dioxide and water. Incomplete combustion, when oxygen is limited, produces carbon monoxide and water, or even soot, solid carbon. Complete combustion of methane, CH4 plus 2O2 gives CO2 plus 2H2O. Make sure your equations are balanced. Polymerization. Alkenes can undergo addition, polymerization, to form polymers. Many small monomer molecules join together to form one large polymer chain. Ethene monomers form polyethene. Propene monomers form polypropene. In the exam, you need to be able to draw the repeat unit of a polymer from its monomer, and vice versa. The repeat unit is shown in brackets with an end subscript and bonds extending from each end. Section 3, Exam Tips and Common Mistakes. Right, this is where we get really exam focused. Let me share the most common mistakes I see candidates make and how to avoid them. Mistake number 1. Confusing structural formulas with displayed formulas. A displayed formula shows every single bond and every single atom. A structural formula shows the arrangement more compactly, like CH3CH2OH for ethanol. The exam question will specify which one it wants. Read carefully. Mistake number 2, forgetting to balance equations. Every atom on the left must appear on the right. Count your carbons, hydrogens, and oxygens carefully. Examiners will not award marks for unbalanced equations. Mistake number 3, getting ester names backwards. Remember, the alcohol part comes first in the name, the acid part comes second. Ethanol plus propanoic acid gives ethyl propanoate, not propyl ethanoate. Mistake number 4, not specifying conditions for reactions. If a question asks you to describe how to convert an alkene to an alcohol, you must state the reagents, steam, and the conditions, phosphoric acid catalyst, 300 degrees Celsius, 60 to 70 atmospheres. Missing conditions costs marks. Mistake number 5, confusing saturated and unsaturated. Saturated means single bonds only, alkanes. Unsaturated means at least one double bond, alkenes. The bromine water test distinguishes them. Alkenes decolorize bromine water, alkanes do not. For the command word explain, always use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, ethene decolorizes bromine water because it is unsaturated and undergoes an addition reaction with bromine across the double bond. That's the kind of answer that earns full marks. For draw questions, make sure your structures are unambiguous. Show all bonds clearly. If you're drawing a displayed formula, show every CH bond. If you're drawing a structural formula, use the correct shorthand. For predict questions, apply the pattern you know. If you know that alkenes undergo addition reactions, you can predict the product of any alkene reacting with any halogen or with steam. Section 4, Quick Fire Recall Quiz. Cover your notes and try to answer these out loud. Ready? Here we go. Question one. What is the general formula for alkanes? The answer is CnH2n plus 2. Question two. What reagent in observation confirms the presence of a carbon-carbon double bond? Bromine water. It decolorizes from orange to colorless. Question three. Name the product of ethanol reacting with ethanoic acid. Ethyl, ethanoate, and water. Question four. What are the three stages of free radical substitution? Initiation, propagation, termination. Question five. What is the functional group in carboxylic acids? The carboxyl group, COOH. Question six. Draw the repeat unit of poly, ethene. It's a chain of two carbons, each with two hydrogens, with bonds extending from each end, shown in brackets with subscript N. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and review that section before your exam. Section five, summary and sign-off. Let's pull it all together. The five things you absolutely must know for organic chemistry are 1. The names, general formulas, and functional groups of all the main homologous series. 2. IUPAC naming rules stem from chain length, suffix from functional group. 3. The key reactions of alkanes, alkenes, and alcohols, including reagents and conditions. 4. How to draw and interpret structural, displayed, and skeletal formulas. 5. The bromine water test for unsaturation. Organic chemistry rewards students who can think systematically and apply patterns. Once you understand why alkenes are more reactive than alkanes because of that double bond, everything else follows logically. Build your understanding from first principles, and the exam questions become much more manageable. Thank you so much for listening to Chemistry Unlocked. If this episode helped you, share it with a classmate who's also revising. Good luck in your exams. You've got this. Until next time, keep asking why, keep thinking deeply, and keep unlocking chemistry.